Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And Lissa on 98.5 KRZ.
The strange thing you collect. Joanne, it's you and your husband. What is it for you guys?
They're called Cristonians. Someone wrote a book, and it's this mythical place, and these were all of the characters at the mythical place.
Okay.
They're pretty cool.
How many do you think you have?
Probably only 30, maybe. I don't believe they do them anymore. We haven't purchased any in quite a few years, but they're just pretty cool little critters.
Wow, I just Googled Cristonia's Wizard Council. Hell yeah. I love that you're both all in. You had to look at each other at some point and be like, babe, I love you so much. Let's go hard on this collection.
That's a rarity that couples collect the same thing.
That's true love.
It's usually one or the other.
We did it together. But they're pretty cool, aren't they?
They are. I'm looking at them right now. They're neat. Thanks, Joanne.
Yeah.
Have a good one.
You're welcome.
Aw, someday they should do a vow renewal and set up all the little characters as the audience.
They could do that, yes.
Text Club said, my father started a postcard collection while he worked for the post office in 1982. Now our collection is close to 100,000 of them from all over the world, from Japan, Australia, the South Pole. And they said most countries stopped printing postcards. I didn't know that. So it's harder to keep up with this collection. They said the most prized postcard they have is a signed one from Robin Williams on the set of Jumanji.
Oh, wow.
How cool is that?
100,000 postcards.
This is a very dumb question, and I'm sure that I'm going to regret asking it, but did your dad purchase these postcards or take them out of the actual mail that he was supposed to be delivering? I'm kidding.
Bob, what do you collect?
Golf balls.
Golf balls?
Yes.
No, golf balls. Well, not golf balls.
You know, like they have little insignia on them from all different areas of the country and characters, emblems.
I never knew that was a thing. So what do you think you have in your collection? How many?
200-300.
Wow.
The most unique set I have is the Three Stooges.
Cool.
Three Stooges.
And there's one stooge on each ball?
Yes.
Nice.
Moe, Larry, Curly. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Thanks, Bob. Appreciate it, man.
Bye-bye.
I didn't mean one stooge on each ball to sound so dirty.
Oh, we know how you said it.
What we've learned from this conversation with the collecting, you really need to make sure your partner is on board. I think Joanne, the first caller, really highlighted it perfectly. When you do have a giant collection of something, you need to make sure that the person who loves you is cool with it. Mm-hmm. One of my friends dated a dude and she was really into him until she went to his house and found out he was a Funko guy.
Ugh.
I'm like, well, he wasn't going to tell you that on the first date. She got the ick at that moment.
Mm-hmm. Unless you have like a designated room.
But it might be even weirder to have a whole room of Funkos. Just close your eyes and picture that for a second.
No, I don't want to.